Today is the fifth day of the month of Tammuz, just a few days after we've heard the terrible news of the discovery of the bodies of the three boys, Naftali Frankel, Gilad Shar, and Ayel Yifrach, Hashem Yikum Domam. And I'd like to dedicate these Mishnayos to their memory. Mishne Gimel in Arachin, Ago says, Vayotzi Lehoreg, one who is dying, he's approaching death, lying in bed, death is near, he's weak, breathing faintly. Vayotzi Lehoreg is someone who is given a capital punishment and is going out now to meet his death. Lo nidar v'lo nerach. Both of these people who are near the moment of death have no valuation in terms of somebody being a neder saying his damim are upon me, because he has no value, he has no damim v'lo nerach, nor does he have the status of arachin, where he's considered to be still part of that age group and gender factor which we've spoken about. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia Omer Nerach, Meshim Domov Ketsuvim. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia says he is Nerach because he does fit still at that time into the status of age and gender, and the Torah defines a value for him regardless of his condition, and that would imply even if he only has a few moments of life left. Avl einu nidor, but he has no valuation in terms of if he were to be sold as a servant or a slave, mimeshein damav neketsuvim, because here you can't evaluate someone who only has a few moments of life left. Rabbi Yosi Omer, no dir umari chumakdish, a person again with a few minutes of life left can make nidorim, which are chal, and I guess the estate or the yorshim, the heirs, have to pay out. The umari can make, say, erich plonioli, somebody else's erich upon me, or according to the opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Akavi, who maintains he can be nerach, he can make his own arochen erchioli, he can make these nidorim. And another marich umaktish, and he can maktish properties or items to the Beis Hamikdash. Vim hizik, if he damages somebody's property, chayiv b'tashlumin, he's obligated to pay, or the estate after if he dies, the yorshim are obligated to pay. So the mefurim say. Rather, Rav, for instance, Rabbi Yosi, v'tanakama lo pligi, b'nodir umari chumakdish. Rabbi Yosi isn't arguing, the Tanakama would agree, that a person who's a goseis, or yotzi lehoreg, or is about to die at the hands of Bezdin, such a person can make nidorim, where the money, nidrei hektish, where the money goes to hektish, umari, or erechin umakdish. But the argument is in terms of hizik. The Rav says, Rabbi Yosi v'Tanakama lo pligi b'nodi umari chumakdish. You're not arguing in those days, the Tanakama agrees that he has capable of making a dorm which the responsible for paying will rest upon the estate. But they're arguing on the case of hizik. The Tanakama maintains, according to the Rav, im hizik is potter, if he does damage, he's potter min atashlumin, from payment. Even though a mazik, anyone who damages, is chayiv b'tashlumin min haTorah. Here, however, he says, milva haksuva b'Torah, lav kaksuva b'shtar damya, that the obligation to pay for damages, or any other obligations the Torah defines in a person having to pay to someone else, is called milvak. It's milvak suva b'Torah, and it doesn't have the status, however, of a debt that's written in a shtar. This is a machlokis. It doesn't have the status of a debt that's written in a shtar. Elaka milva peh, but it has a status of a verbal loan. Or milva peh no gove min hayorshim. And milva al peh, that's verbal and not written down. You don't the heirs don't have to pay. Rabbi Yossi saw a milva ksuva b'torah. Rabbi Yossi maintains that a milva ksuva b'torah is kamilva ksuva b'shtar. Does have the status of a milva that is good as if it were written in a binding contract, written down on paper. And he can collect the person who here is the nizuk, who's damaged, whose property was damaged, or he was damaged. It can be collect from the yorshim. V'alocha ketanakama. However, the halach is, like the Rav says, the halach is like the Tanakama, that it has a milva, a status of milva alpeh, and not a milva bishtar. However, the Rav adds, avliyachar shetiknu the milva alpeh govimine yorshim. They made a later takona that milva alpeh also can collect from the yorshim, and that was to facilitate loans, that a person shouldn't hold back from giving a loan. Let's say he's old and he's worried that if he makes a loan without a shtar, that his heirs won't be able to collect. So shalotin odelos pinch they love and make it easier for people to borrow. The Chazal made a takona that even milva al peh, even a verbal loan, which is witnessed by witnesses, can be collected by the heirs of the lender after he passes away. So Bezin Govin Mimamono Mishal Mimashi Hizigan, and Bezin collects his money here too, and he has to pay what he damages. The next Mishnah Dalid, Hu Ishu Shi Yotso Lehoreg. A woman who received a capital punishment, she's been found guilty of a capital crime and she's going to be killed. And now this woman is pregnant, so she's about she there was paskin in Bezin, she had a gemar din, a psak, a decision was rendered in which she's obligated to be killed by a certain type, specific type of death penalty. She's pregnant, so in mamtin lo ad shetelet, we don't delay until she gives birth. This falls under the status of what's called inui hadin. In American law, you know, cases people stay on death row for days, years, months, decades, many decades. In Jewish law, this is viewed as a type of torture. And inui hadin, an affliction caused by justice because of delaying a death penalty, making a person sit and knowing that they're going to be killed, and extending that day by day longer. That rather, once the person is given the death sentence, the sentence is supposed to be carried out as quickly as possible. So we don't wait until this woman gives birth. And the Rav explains, you might have had a havamin, you might have thought that the child, the uber, the fetus, is considered the property of the husband, and therefore we should wait. Nevertheless, it's still part of the woman at this point in time, and we don't wait. And she's given her death sentence, is carried out with the fetus inside of her. However, the Mishnah continues, Yoshva Lamashbir, if she's actually in the process of giving birth, he's on the birth, what they call the birthstone. A woman sat, the obstetrician's special stool or chair. She's already in the process of giving birth. The baby's sort of ready to come out. He's already making his movements, to leave the womb. Then we have to wait, because now the life of the child is considered an independent life, and mamtimim lo Achatele. We wait until the woman does give birth before we execute her. Huisha Shenerga. Now, another din in this Mishnah, a woman who was killed by Bezdin, was given a death sentence, Nenin Bisara. We can have Hanoah from her here. The Rav qualifies that what the Mishnah means, Sa'ara, is it is not exactly her actual hair, her own hair, but rather was a hair piece that she was wearing. Generally, there's a principle that one could not have derived any benefit or pleasure from a dead person, or even the grave and the other accoutrements of death. One could not have any derived pleasure from such things. So the Sarah that the Rav says that it's talking about, love Sarah mamish, not really here, not real here. Elopeya, but rather a hair piece. Shehoislo mi sar isha cheres, which she was woven from the hair of another woman. Keshura l'sara, which was tied into her hair as a hair piece, is v'dafka k'shamra tenua sol l'biti. And it's only in the case where she actually made the statement, give this over to my daughter, or l'plonius, or to somebody else. The kaven da amra tenu, since she said, give it, gul yedaita de lo nichala de teve kegufa liyitzuri b'hanoa. That when she says give it, we see that it's not in her interest. She doesn't want it she doesn't want it to be considered something a part of her body, which would be usur b'hanoah. Rather, she wants it to be used. So, it can be used. Behema shenehergo, the Mishnah continues, an animal that's killed by Bezin, let's say Shorsha Shenogach, an animal that killed a human being, Asura Bahanoya. Such an animal is completely usur by any type of pleasure or any type of benefit. Afilu Sara, the Rav adds, even its hair is forbidden to, certainly its hide, its skin, its meat, its horns, nothing of that animal can serve for any type of human benefit. If it's killed because it would require it to be killed by Bezin, by the court.